that it's such a peaceful world. That outside these walls there's peace, there's contentment, our people are happy and meet one another in peace. And yet we know that that's not the case. And I think it's so easy for us to lose hope that there will ever be peace. Not out there, but in us. Because that's where it starts. That's where peace starts. It starts or it's lost in us. It's not about what's happening out there. It's about what happens in us. You know, there used to be actually a theological system that said that people were just going to keep getting better and better and better. And eventually they'd get so good that there would be peace and Jesus would come and it'd all be so nice. No one believes that anymore. Instead, we know the violence, the terror, the things that we're surrounded by. And this idea of peace has been lost. And it's so important that we realize that if there is ever a time that we need a Prince of Peace, it is today. But it's in us. It's not about what's going on around us. You do realize, I think, that in the time in which Jesus was born, it was not a time of external peace. There was the Roman Empire that ruled with an iron hand over all of the part of the world in which Jesus was born. There was poverty, there was hunger, there was disease. There were so many things that kept people, if you just look at what's going on around you, there were so many things that kept people from ever experiencing peace. And into that situation, into a situation that in many ways either mirrored or is even worse than the situation that we deal with, into that situation, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, was born. He's the light. He's the one we've been waiting for. That's what Advent is all about, that He is the light and the light has come. He is the Prince of Peace, and that Prince of Peace has come, but not to still what is out there, but is to still what is in us. Because this Messiah who came, this Prince of Peace who came, really came in a way and in a situation which betrayed all of the expectations that were there. He was not a prince. He was not born in a palace. His parents were those, as was mentioned in the reading, his parents were nobodies. And they were probably, even because it was a teenage pregnancy, probably even rejected by their own families. There was nothing about that situation. He was born into an animal stall in a situation which none of us have ever encountered, the kind of situation in which this Prince of Peace was born. None of us have ever encountered such a birth as this one. And yet, exactly that situation is what makes Him the Prince of Peace. Because you see, this Prince of Peace knows that what we need is we need a broken Prince of Peace. And by that, I mean someone who was willing to be broken for our sins, who calls upon us to live in brokenness. Now, that's not what we anticipate. That's not what we necessarily want to hear. But in Isaiah 9:6, as we read it, we see that it says, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder." How is it that this king who was born in a manger becomes the king who rules in our hearts? It is by his brokenness that the door was open, and our brokenness that we go through that door. He tells us that our need for him is that we come in the way that he came, willing to give up everything in order that that door is open to us. In fact, we read in John 14:27, "Peace I give to you, my peace I give to you, but not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." See, we think sometimes that we have to pursue the things of the world in order to have the peace that we seek. And what Jesus says is everything's different. The way in which you come to that peace, the way in which you have that peace in your life, is not the way that the world tells you that you get peace. And it's not because we have things around us that are peaceful that we experience true peace. It is that we come to peace with him. Now, amazingly, Jesus tells us that if we're going to do that, it's going to cost us everything. He tells us, again, he tells us that for a child is born, a son is given. But he didn't just come and be born in a manger in that kind of situation. He died. Because that's the end of the story. We're in this cycle that we go through every single year. There's that wonderful cycle that tells us the story of the birth, but then also the death and resurrection of Christ. Because his birth alone would not have brought us peace. It was his death on the cross that makes him the Prince of Peace. And he tells you and I that we too must go to a cross. He says in Luke 9:23, "If anyone would come after me, if anyone would have that peace that I offer, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." That's the challenge. That's what we have to do. We have to, if we're going to experience him as Prince of Peace, we must face certain realities. We must face the reality of our own separation from him, our own sin. We have to face that reality if we're going to experience him as Prince of Peace. We have to face the reality of our own fear, because we're afraid of what God might call upon us to do. The Prince of Peace is a prince of brokenness. And so the willingness to be broken for him, the willingness to go through suffering and hardship, rather than to run from it, to actually pursue the right thing, knowing that it may call for brokenness on our part. And then to face the challenge of living a life of courage. Willing to live a life in which we take our relationship with that Prince of Peace and we live as agents of peace where he has called us. Everyone received one of these at the beginning of the service. Hopefully you have yours. Now, there's something unique about these. They create light, and we're about to create light. It's a beautiful setting. It's a beautiful evening. Certainly, the Prince of Peace has been among us. But there's something unique about this. If you want to create light, what do you have to do? You have to break it. And so take that. If you are willing to live, and now this is a little bit of a commitment on your part. If you are willing to live as a broken peace bringer, take this and break it. And you have to break it, and then you have to go down and break each part. Because each part of our life, and then you can shake it, and it distributes that. But each part of our life has to be brought to God. We have to be broken in each of those. Now, raise your stick. Now, look at this. Isn't this great? Look around the room. We're not created the same. We're not created to be the same, but we are created to bring light. As unique as we are called to be light bearers. Would you pray with me, please? Father, thank you. Thank you that we can be bearers of light, that you have called us to that task of living as peace bringers, because you are the Prince of Peace and we are your servants. Father, that calls for us to be broken, and that is a challenge. Help us to be willing to do whatever it takes to be those peace bringers wherever you have called us. Thank you, Father, for such a beautiful service. Thank you for being in our midst. And Father, this evening when we leave here, help us to be peace bringers. We pray this in your name. Amen. We're about